88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday. Checking in with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Parenting moments every week for our Shine family and lots of great information throughout the month of October. We've been talking about misophonia, which I never knew about, but I'm learning a whole bunch.
That's right. And so this is a particular way that a brain is structured for some individuals that results in them struggling to tolerate certain sounds. And so today I'm going to provide some tips for parents who may have a child with misophonia. So again, Dr. Jennifer Brout is the person who is the leading expert on this particular condition. And she herself raised a child with this condition, and she says to parents, do not lose hope. Don't panic. There is help. And I'm going to give just a few ideas today. So it can feel like an unmanageable disorder in the child because very young children do not have impulse control. Their language is not developed. And so if they have misophonia and sounds are really challenging for them, they are going to have lots of distress. As kids get older, their coping skills will begin to develop, and it is really helpful that we can help children as they're aging with really distinguishing the relationship with the person who is causing the trigger. So many kids will say, my mom's my trigger, my teacher's my trigger. So we don't want those associations between people. We want to keep the narrative with your child, no matter how young they are, that it's the sound, not the person. And helping with the separating the feelings of anger towards the sound, not that mummy's making this happen to me, or that it's my brother and his chewing, it's all him. So, of course, there are problems in relationships for close family members because you spend lots of time together and those repetitive sounds come up at the dinner table when kids are sitting and doing homework. It could be a clicking of a pen or typing on a keyboard. So that's number one. Help change the narrative for your child. It's the sound, not the person. Next, it is really important to help your child find a way to step away from the sound and do soothing strategies to get their amygdala to turn off. It is very hard for somebody to turn their autonomic nervous system off if they continue to be exposed to the sound. Over time, kids can develop tolerance for this, but that can't be the first way that you ask them to cope. So disentangle the sound from the relationship. Second, help your child know how to safely leave and calm their autonomic nervous system down. Three, over time, teach your child how to begin to develop soothing strategies that allow them to stay where the sound is. And I really encourage people to work with a psychologist and an occupational therapist in developing these tools. And again, earlier this month, I did talk about the amazing webinars and programs that are available that you can access online.
Okay. And of course, if anybody needs to recap that, they can check that out with you or get in touch for a variety of reasons there.
That's right. Yes. So all the podcasts are downloaded onto our website each month. So if you need reference, please feel free to just hop on eckertcenter.com and click podcast, and then you will be able to hear these interviews with me and Mike again.
Awesome. And of course, eckertcenter.com, the place where people can reach out and get the help they need as well, and maybe a free initial visit too.
Yes, that's right. And so gift certificate today for a free initial consultation. with one of our team members here at Eckerd Center. Let's go with caller number 5, Mike.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Well, a great topic once again for the month of October here, Kimberly, and something brand new as we get into November next week. So have a wonderful day.
Exciting. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.